Welcome to this week's weekly Bible Devotional Podcast. This is episode number 514. Today is Friday, November 18th, 2022. This is Edward Patterson. Daily Devotions written by Pastor Thomas Smith. The title of today's devotional is Stand Fast in the Lord. Let's begin. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. These words were immediately preceded by Paul's referring to our home in heaven and our looking for the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He spoke of the promise of His changing our vile bodies to be fashioned like unto His glorious body. Paul then encouraged the members of the church at Philippi to stand fast in the Lord, because we know the Lord is coming, because we will one day stand before Him. We are urged to be steadfast, to be settled and established. The opposite of standing fast is to be always changing, being inconsistent and recalcitrating. There are so very many calls in the Scripture of God's people to stand strong and to be true to Him. Why the repentant cry for stability? For one thing, we need to be resolved to be steadfast because the temptations to drift or compromise are always there. To change our position because of a greater insight into truth or a commitment to some revealed principle is commendable. In many cases, believers are changing their positions because of convenience rather than conviction. The more liberal our world becomes, the more pressure some will feel to compromise their stand. Also, we must stand fast in the Lord, because the world we live in needs to see that the convictions and commitments of Christians are strong and steadfast. It doesn't help our cause for the communities we live in to see professing believers who are always changing and unsure. How is it possible to stand fast in the Lord in such a changing environment? We can stand strong to be consistent because God does not change. Our feelings may change and our friends may change, but God will never change. His truth has never changed. Although the moral landscape in our society is ever evolving in a more sinful direction, God's standards of morality are the same as they were thousands of years ago. Also, we can stand fast in the Lord because He gives us the strength to stand. Our standing is in the Lord. History records the powerful testimonies of countless faithful followers of Jesus that He supported and strengthened for times of testing and temptation. We are not standing in our own determination and strength alone, but rather we stand in the grace and ability that He gives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your word today. I pray that this devotional podcast has blessed the person listening to this, and that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to his or her heart. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For more information about my devotionals, please visit my WordPress page at weeklybibledevotionalpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you. Are you tired of living the way you have been and want a change in your life? Meaning, are you saved? Jesus has His arms open wide for you and is knocking at the door of your heart. Will you ask Him in your heart today and be your Lord and Savior? Don't put it off any longer. If you feel Jesus tugging at your heart, all you have to do is recite this prayer with me. Are you ready? Precious Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner and I have lived a life of sin. I repent of my sins and I ask You to forgive me. As Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God had raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe that You are God, born of a virgin birth, that You died on the cross and shed Your blood for my sins, and gave me everlasting life. come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help guide me to do your will. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you have recited this prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the Kingdom of God.